from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start here then.
That's not happening. Nice try, buddy.
For a left-handed hitter, I mean, obviously Blake Snell is absolutely nasty when he's on. But my goodness, in terms of like comfort level, at least his delivery is somewhat, somewhat routine. The delivery for Chris Sale is so funky, and he's got that sidearm sling, and he's so tall and so lanky. It's like elbows and arms coming at you. He's as uncomfortable as an at-bat as I can remember in such a long time. And I know Krug and Kipe were comparing him to Randy Johnson. I wouldn't put him in the Randy Johnson mold. I get what they're coming at, where he's kind of throwing across his body. But he slings it so goofy. Yeah. And that slider that he throws, it's just so nasty. And you can see a lot of guys were barely making contact last night. But he's one of those guys, and you kind of walked right into the green room today. And it's like, when they give you opportunities early in games, you have to cash in a run.
Yeah.
You just do. And the longer that game goes, and the longer that guy stays on the mound, the harder it is to drum together multiple hits. And that was just one of those ones. You knew that the Giants were going to be like, we're going to be looking back at the first couple of innings of this game, and we're going to have regret all over ourselves. Now, let's get to Blake Snell.
Real quick, before we move on from Chris Sale, it's good to see him healthy. It really is.
He's a stud.
I mean, he lost his 2020 season, basically. His 2021 season and his 2022 season. I thought he was done. Last year, he had 4.3 ERA with the Boston Red Sox. I thought he was cooked. I thought the arm injuries, I thought everything that was happening, he's had some shenanigans happening in the dugout or whatnot.
I mean, cut up a bunch of jerseys. That's what I think of when I think of him.
I mean, he's had a long road here. And to see him bounce back and come to the National League for the first time in his career, because he's a longtime White Sox and Boston Red Sox, so he played for both Sox teams. He's 13-3 now with a 2.61 ERA with 177 strikeouts this year. It's just, and he's 35 years old. It's not like he's some spring young whippersnapper here. He's old. He's 35 years old, and he's having a career season at the age of 35. So I think watching him go toe-to-toe with Blake Snell and not get knocked out of the game in the first inning, because in the first inning, the Giants had their shot to go ahead and score some runs and give Blake Snell a lead, which is what we talk about all the time when it comes to runners in scoring position there, 185 since July 26th. When it comes to batting average, it's just good to see Blake Snell, one of the better pitchers in baseball, redeem himself, find himself, and have a special, special season. The last 3 years, he's been awful. Basically been wiped out.
Yeah. Chris Sale is just, he's just a unique player. And like, again, the delivery, the frame, he's super skinny. He is, like, in my head, I'm like, what the hell happened with the whole, like, the jersey cutting up of the boxes and then the dugout, and clearly some of his teammates didn't like him, you know? So I don't know. There was a lot of stuff going on. He was so iced out at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had that kind of drip.
Yeah.
It's just a very interesting individual. And you're right. Baseball is better when he's dominant, you know? And it goes to show you, like, man, the White Sox have had so many good players. I was watching that game last night. Not only was I thinking about Chris Sale and Blake Snell, we'll get to him. I was thinking about, my God, it's Oakland A's everywhere. Ramon Laureano in center field. You got Murphy behind the dish. Olsen at first. Chapman at third. There's like a slew of former A's. And I know A's fans out there are nodding their head like, yeah, we know. We're the farm system for the rest of the league. But it's just unfortunate how many, like, legitimately high-end baseball players have played in Oakland just in the last couple of years.
No doubt. By the way, the White Sox did beat the Yankees yesterday. Ha-ha. I told you guys they'd go one against the Yankees.
What did I do wrong?
They won 12-2, by the way, yesterday. 12-2. No, you're right. A lot of Oakland A's on a team, and they've been a farm system for a lot of teams. Sean Murphy, though, looks lost at the plate. He looks awful. Awful. He doesn't even have the confidence. You watch that lady get that bat that he had. He wasn't even, it was like, this guy's got no shot.
Well, catchers in general, if you just look at like all of the batting averages, the WAR, the defensive metrics, like all that stuff, like as bad as Bailey's been this year, and he's fallen off the cliff in the last, I'd say, month and a half, all the catchers are giving you very little production. The days of the Joe Mauers and, you know, the Yadier, even Yadier batting 250 and hitting 15 home runs, like those are few and far between. JT Realmuto is the gold standard at the position across the league. No, I mean, offensively and defensively, although I will say Bailey threw out, I forget who it was last night.
Merrifield.
Casey Schmidt had a tag that was just absolutely brilliant. And he rips one up the middle last night and has nothing to show for because Sale made a hell of a play.
Whit Merrifield went on a first pitch there and Bailey got him out. It was a great tag by Casey Schmidt there to get Whit Merrifield there late in the game. He went on the first pitch. He didn't waste no time there when he got to first base. So, look, Blake Snell on the other side. Scott Boras is not going to let him sign right now. I would give him 3 years for 100.
Wait, how much?
3 years for 100. I've been saying this for the last couple weeks.
I don't think that gets it done.
No, it may not get it done, and I don't think he's going to re-sign. But this is why I didn't want Blake Snell traded. Even if he walks and the Giants get nothing back or any comp pick or whatnot, how fun is this to watch him?
You don't get a comp pick because you signed him.
So you don't get the comp pick. Whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Honestly, if he walks for free and he opts out and he goes to another team, this has been fun. This has been extremely, extremely fun. Extremely, extremely fun. The patience that you got to have with Blake Snell. I don't get why he starts off so slow. But again, when you look at his numbers for the last 3 years, when he does get to the second half of the season, he is absolutely dominant. And he's on pace to have a better second half than he did last year when he won a Cy Young with the San Diego Padres. Now, you think about what he's done so far this year. The 45 innings, Shasky, 45 and a third, the 60 strikeouts, he's walked 14. He's got a 0.99 ERA since he's returned from the IL. A 0.99 ERA since he's returned from the IL. Now, you look at what he's done in the second half, so the last 3 years, 2021, 3.24 ERA, 1.04 WHIP. 2022, 2.19 ERA, 1.02 WHIP. And then last year, he had a 1.54 ERA and a 1.14 ERA, WHIP, in the months of July, August, and September. And he's on pace to eclipse all those numbers. I mean, this is fun. Aren't you glad they didn't trade him?
Yeah, but I want to see him stay with the Giants. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm looking at the Giants payroll, right? Okay? So locked in for next year. 17 mil for Jung-Hoo Lee. This is just on the whole team, locked in. Hicks for 12.5, Webb for 12, Rogers for 12. The following year, you only have three guys under contract for big money. Hicks, Webb, Lee. 23, 23, and 12.5 for Hicks. 2027, same three. 2028, only two guys. Now, if you're looking at trying to have a payroll in the 200 millions, which is, that's top 10. If you're 212 or higher, that's top 10. It's where the Giants are currently, all right? That's where the big boys are. The Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Astros, Rangers, Jays, Braves, Cubs, Giants come in at 10. All your young players have 2 years away, and they're not even arbitration eligible.
Yeah.
Bailey, Fitz, Ramos, Birdsong, Harrison, Jelly. Now, I don't know if all of those guys are guys that you're going to want to re-up long-term. But what I'm saying is that, like, if ever there was a time, because your books were clear, to just do a crazy overpay for 4 or 5 years, and I understand how risky it is. It is rife with it. Pitchers get hurt left and right. But isn't this kind of the guy, like, go in on pitching. He's a lefty. I know it's risky. I know you're going to have to pay the Giants tax because you're not the Yankees. You don't give them run support. I mean, Bonte, a game like yesterday is a game why he would probably say, well, I need some run support. This is why I got to go. But this is where I'm saying, is it outlandish to go 4 for $200?
Oh, you want to go 4 for $200 now?
$50 million a year.
Wow, you've really you've come around though, Blake Snell.
Because this is why. This is why I'm saying. I almost feel like you have to overpay to just, like, let's lock in one guy. If I said to you for the next 2 or 4 years.
Who's his chest?
Because, like, team building. Like, I'm saying, like, if I just said to you for the next two or three years, I had Logan Webb making relative good money. $23 million is good money for Logan Webb the next 90. Couple years. Logan Webb and Blake Snell at the top of your rotation. That takes so much pressure off of Harrison and Birdsong. And now, even if I know, hey, Blake, he's like a Ferrari. He can go into the shop and be out a month. But when he's on, I mean, you're getting, this is ace-like stuff when he's on. And I just looked at one guy, and I'm not saying he's the exact same player. But if you look at Verlander and you look at Kershaw, ages 31 through 35, the premium guys, when they're healthy, they're giving you unbelievable production. You're going to get low threes ERA. You're going to get double-digit wins. You're going to get 160 to 180 innings pitched. Like, yeah, I know. It's rife with risk. And I'm looking at these deals. 12 for 325 for Yamamoto. The Giants were going to do that? The guy hasn't even thrown a pitch in the bigs when they were going to throw him that money. I look at Garrett Cole, 9 for 325. The AAV is about $36 million. The AAV for Wheeler on his new deal is $42 million. The AAV on Verlander, $43
million.
If you want to be in the game. No, I'm serious.
I'm amazed.
If you want to be in the game for Blake Snell, it starts at $50 million.
You're in the game for Blake Snell now?
I think you have to roll the dice.
Wow.
And I understand it's risky. Freely admit this is a risk. You're probably going to regret it when he's 35.
It's not a risk.
But I think you got to put your flag in the ground and say, we're going to be hell-bent on having elite pitching.
Well, I got news for you. And I love Blake Snell. I'm so happy they didn't trade him. I'm really happy they didn't trade him. I'm really happy for all the folks who bought the Snell stock. Good on you. But Clayton Kershaw, this is his last year with the Dodgers?
Yeah, but he's like 30. I'm looking at his numbers. He's 36 this year. Right? Turns 37. It's
probably his last year,
yeah.
Right? Blake Snell's going to be a Dodger next year. You got your Clayton Kershaw replacement right there.
But you can't let him go there.
Well, like, what do you mean? You can't do anything about it. He's going to opt out.
But he will
look at the Giants money and say, yeah, I'd rather get that from the Dodgers.
And this is where I think, to me, you have to
shut up.
You have to overpay. And, like, do I want a 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 year deal? No. But, like, I think a 5 for $250, 4 for $200, I honestly think it starts at about $50 million a year.
For Blake Snell.
If you're the Giants, because you have to pay a Giants tax.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's going to go to, I think he's going to the Dodgers.
You know what Sam said to me? When I go, what about 4 for $200? He goes, well, and then that 50 is a player option.
Yeah, well, it would be a player option. But you know what? He's going to replace Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers. That's, honestly, when I was watching a pitch yesterday, and I'm watching him deal, and again, his second half numbers.
Even think that.
Well, no, I'm just trying to help you out here.
I know.
I'm just trying to help you out here as you swing the pendulum from Blake Snell. And look, I get it. Blake Snell has been a roller coaster this year. A lot of people scoffed at Blake Snell earlier this season. He was hurt. He tried to rush himself back. Two different IL stints. But this is what he does. This is why I tried to preach patience with Blake Snell, because this is what he does. When it's winning time and it's money time, he performs with the brightest lights. Now, I could see the Yankees. I could see the Dodgers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not the Cubs, the Phillies.
The Cubs are in the mix.
The Cubs are in the mix, but I don't know if he's going to go there.
No, I agree with that.
I see him either going to the Yankees, Dodgers, and even Seattle may make a play out of him because he's from up there in the Pacific Northwest.
I had heard through interesting sources that Houston was really in on him on a one-year deal this year. He said no. I bet you Houston circles back around, and I bet the Texas Rangers circle back around.
Texas may circle back around with Bruce Bochy. I don't know if he'd go to Houston because they're getting longer in the tooth.
No doubt.
You don't know where they're going to be at next
season.
Although
they'll probably make the playoffs.
They're going to make the playoffs again, and Valdez dealt yesterday.
They were horrible for 2 months.
I mean, that's what the Astros do.
What if I told you this one? Like DeGrom got a 5 for $185.
No, I don't think
that's getting it done. With the Giants.
Well, I wanted a 3-year $400 million for Blake Snell right away, but he's not going to sign anything right now. Scott Boras is going to say, we're opting out and we're going to test the market. And he's going to test the market and be the top pitcher on the free agency market. And you bet your ass he's going to sign early. And these big boy teams are going to light up and they're going to say, oh, and Blake Snell's looking at where the Giants are at right now. You're game over 500. You're 4 back at these same Atlanta Braves who can't hit anything right now. They can't hit a wet paper bag right now.
Yeah.
And they still beat you. And then you got all these youngsters, and you realize that, boy, are they going to be ready to win at a high level next season? Are they really? Is the Ramoses? Is the Fitzgeralds? Is the Lucianos who can't? By the way, you want to hustle down first base, please? Can you bust your ass down the line?
Well, I think he thought he caught it on the fly,
but you got to be running hard, dude.
And then he immediately regretted it, and I'm thinking, oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy. Everybody's talking about it, so. Yeah. So Blake Snell's in a position where he wants to win. He tasted the World Series already. He's tasted some big-time moments with the Padres. He wants to win. I don't know if he believes that he could win here in San Francisco with this team. What are they going to do next season? How are the Giants going to put together a winner that's competitive towards the Dodgers, towards the Diamondbacks? They're not only light years behind the Dodgers right now, you're 7 back in a loss column of the San Diego Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Well, I guess my start would be to him, like, all right, look, you clearly can see that we've got two young promising pitchers in Harrison and Birdsong, but they're going to be like middle to bottom of the rotation guys for the next couple of years. Logan Webb, he's a 1A, 1B type of a guy. You would be our 1A, 1B type of a guy in that rotation. I don't know what's going to happen with Robbie Ray. You're asking me, how do you compete against those teams? Well, clearly it's been pitching. Like pitching and defense, and that's what they need to do.
Let me ask you this.
Do they need to add a bopper? Of course they do.
Let me ask you this. If you're Blake Snell and the Dodgers come to you and say, hey, you could be our third
pitcher. If the Dodgers are offering you comparable money, again, I don't know what his out. Yeah, well, the Dodgers, the Yankees, even Boston.
I think we're watching his final 7-8 starts with the Giants.
Well, that sucks.
It does suck. I've enjoyed the ride. I've enjoyed the ride, but the Giants haven't done enough around them.
No.
They just haven't.
Well, last night, great example. The Braves used their entire roster to try to win that game in the 10th inning. They realized that the moment to go in was that 10th inning. I know the Giants had Kirk Casale still left on the bench, but they used all their base runners. They used pinch hitters, and they realized we're going to get this win because that to them was a playoff game. They needed that win really bad. They kept sailing longer than I thought they would.
No doubt. He dealt.
That was a huge game last night.
Last 7 games for Blake Snell again.
It's
if you're Blake Snell, you're thinking, boy, I can't get a win around here. He's 2-0 in his last seven. 2-0.
Should be like 4-5-0.
Exactly. He's got five no decisions. His ERA is 0.99 and his whip is 0.62. All right? And you think he's going to stay here?
That's why you have to overpay. I mean, I admit, we are not the premier destination. I get it. But I do believe you knock a guy away in terms of the money, I think you put yourself in a good position. That doesn't look 40 million from the Dodgers is better than 50 million from the Giants.
Yeah,
I can't argue that.
I think we're watching.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon. And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.